Case number 10690, Russell W. Johns, north of Road 48, 141 feet east of Anna Drive, a variance from the minimum lot size requirement to place a manufactured home.
Name and address?
Excuse me.
Your name and address.
Russell Johns, 31033 Holly Mount Road.
Harvard. Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Excuse?
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
And, well, the reason I'm asking for a variance because I would like to put a double-wide trailer on piece of property that's under the 3/4 acres that's required there in the area on 31033 Holly Mount Road in Harbison. And I believe it would be an improvement to the, to me, it would be an improvement to the property and the area there.
And what size lot is it you've got there?
I don't have my information with me. I'm sorry, I didn't expect this, you know, I didn't know.
Okay. Well, that's...
It's roughly 23,940 square feet, plus or minus.
Okay.
It needs to be 32,670.
Thank you.
But it's an existing lot, correct?
Yes,
it's not something
it's existing.
That's being subdivided.
Mm-hmm.
What was on the parcel before?
There's a small house there that's really, it's like an old,
bungalow?
Yeah, bungalow or, you know, it's not a very real small place, you know.
And why couldn't you improve that bungalow?
The place is just, I mean, it's got the pump and things that are just sitting inside the it's really a rough, I mean, it's a place that, you know, like, I don't know what to call it. I, you know, it's just in real rough shape. And the roof is, you know, it's leaking. It needs a lot of work. And the rooms are real small. Like the bathroom and the kitchen, they were add-ons to just an existing front room or a bedroom that was there.
It's not possible to build a house on there?
It's possible. Yes, I guess it is possible, yes.
Is it possible to put a modular home on there and meet the setback requirements?
Sure, it's possible, okay. Yes. Well, what I was, you know, would be more affordable for me to put the double wide.
Are you familiar with the standards for us to grant a variance?
Excuse?
Are you familiar with the standards for granting of a variance? Came with your application.
I don't hear very well.
Okay. With your application, there was five standards that you need to address for granting a variance.
Okay.
Can you address those for us?
Oh. No, I thought that I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't expecting. I thought I was just going to come here. It was just going to be, you know, like give you the, you know, you would have the information, the square footage or whatever I was short of and... Like I said, I didn't expect this. I came in here and I saw attorneys and people with the big pictures and the, you know.
Did you fill out the application?
Yes.
Okay. With the application, there were standards for the application addressed the standards for granting a variance. That it spoke of all the different standards that you had to meet. And you need to address those standards.
Yes, they gave me the sheet of paper they gave me with the questions that you were going to
yes.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a sheet right there.
Sheet right there up,
okay.
Up on the podium there, sir?
Yes.
There's that one right there in front of
yes.
You?
Yes.
Okay, could you look at those and can you address those?
Like I said, I'm not prepared. Can I, you know, come, you know, I was
this,
just...
This is your only off. This is your only chance.
My only chance?
Could have been prepared.
Yeah, this is your only chance, sir.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I could just chime in, you may recall during our meeting with the council, one of the things that was suggested when we brought up the fact that we had people coming who were not prepared was the possibility of adjourning the hearing, give the applicant an opportunity to get his facts and paperwork together and then come back at the next meeting to amplify on the application. So that, you know, this may be...
So it doesn't have to be re-advertised?
It won't need to be re-advertised, but you have to take into account any comments tonight, and then we'll just recess it until next time and then resume the hearing.
After it's re-advertised.
And we've done that on a couple of occasions, although very rarely, somebody came in and their witnesses got snowed in or something like that. And so
right.
we have some precedent for that.
Okay.
It's obvious the gentleman's not has some other information that probably he needs to present.
Sure, that's what I was asking about. Okay.
But I think the chair does need to ask for comments, both in favor and...
Before we go that far.
And against as well.
I think we need to do that then now, because he really doesn't have the material that he needs and has something he can bring and present to us. Okay. All right, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir? Do you want to come forward, please? So you can sit down right up front there if you'd like. With this gentleman here.
Name and address.
Name is Peter Beeman, 28947 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. All right. My name's Peter Beeman. We own the property that is behind, and we've got a 50-foot right-of-way adjacent to the piece of property. The history of that area, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but on the south side of my property, 20 years ago, a variance was given, a hardship variance to Mr. Burton there. They allowed him to replace a burnout building with a trailer. And at the hearing at that time, we were told that there would be a review every 5 years to see if, the conditions were the same. And in that 20 years, I've never had any information on any hearing or investigation into it. So that's one of the things. Also, across the street from the property that's being discussed, a trailer was allowed for somebody in the farmer's family. They lived in it for a couple of years, built a beautiful house, and I don't know what happened with that property, but the trailer's still there, and that's been like 15 years. My concerns are that it seems to be a trend on allowing trailers around this area. I agree with maybe postponing any decisions, and maybe you can go and look at the situation in that area. One of my concerns is that I've got a private pond probably 40 feet from the property. The drainage goes into this pond from that property. I don't know what the situation is on the septic system. The building that's on there now is probably half the size of from that wall to this wall. It's a very small, it was probably a vacation fishing shack or something at one time. So I've never seen anything done with the septic system on that. If a larger building is put on there, is that septic system, adequate for a building? The other thing is the dimensions of it. I would want it looked into whether setbacks would be infringed upon in the... announcement, it just said manufactured home, which I guess is another way of saying trailer. So I didn't know it was going to be a double wide. So there might be a concern about that. I guess that's just my concerns about are the situation there.
So, Mr. Beeman, you and the 1.65 acres behind this, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm buying my mother's house, which is adjacent to that property. So I'll own about 2.5 acres there.
Okay.
Our plans have always been to build a house there, but I'm hesitant to put a nice house there when I've got trailer on one side and they store a lot of cars and campers and stuff on it. So,
on the opposing side?
On the south side, the side closest to Route 24.
Okay. Well, that'll be looked into because they're only allowed 3 untagged vehicles. You're suggesting that there are more than 3 untagged?
Well, there's 2 campers. Have been 3 to 4 cars right now. Maybe there's 1 or 2.
Okay.
I would like to find out what the status is on that property.
Anytime there's more more than 3 unregistered vehicles,
mm-hmm.
then certainly call the office and let them know, and they'll go out and have them remove whatever okay. is necessary.
Because I don't live on the property, so I don't know whether Mr. Burton is still in that trailer or whether a son or a grandson or whatever is in there. So
there's a trailer on this property in question?
No.
No.
The adjacent.
Adjacent, okay.
One. Okay.
So when was the last person that lived in there?
I don't know. Never saw anybody. Every once in a while, a car would show up. At one time, there was a, I don't know if it was allowed or whatever, but there was a upholstery, a canvas shop that was set up there, and then that was removed a year or so ago. As far as somebody living there permanent, I don't know whether there was or not.
Okay.
Do you by any chance, if I understood you don't have any improvements on your property?
No, I don't.
And you say the adjacent property is yours also, the 2.6 acres?
I'm in the process of, well, I own close to 2 acres. Then my mother and her house is on 1/2 acre, and then she owns adjacent 3/4 acres.
Okay, so there's a house on her property.
A house on her property, and we're living in that right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter in opposition for the placement of a manufactured house in Elizabeth Vernon.
One letter?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mrs. Isaacs, what's the setbacks here, 40, 15, and 15?
40, undersized lots can be 10 feet on the sides and 20 from the rear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. Amy Heard. Referral from counsel in regards to this. Does the gentleman have any more information that he could bring in or help him with it?
Mr. Brawl, when they come back, we leave it open. can people come back in and be against it again, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything? It's just a resumption of the same hearing.
Sure. Okay.
It's going to, yeah.
If you're going to do that, I'll suggest the second meeting in October, since I think there's already 15
on
new
the fourth.
Hearings on the first October meeting.
Make a motion to leave it open to second meeting in October. So he can get his facts together and bring it back to us.
Second.
This will have to be re-advertised, is that correct?
I don't believe so, because I think we're already underway, and I'll check that, but I'm pretty sure we're underway. We'll just recess it until it's been approved until the second meeting.
Maybe the 21st. Be the 21st, okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave case number 10,690 open until our second meeting in October, which will be October the 21st. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case will be left open, so if there's any other information, like these standards for granting of the variance, and anything else that you didn't have, you feel that you would need, that you can get it and present it, and we'll reopen this, keep the case to be open. An opposition to be able to come, or those in favor will be able to come. We'll rehear it on October the 21st, which is our second regular meeting in that month.
Okay.
Okay, and if you'd like, you could call the office. That'd be okay tomorrow, anytime, maybe after 9, and speak to someone.
I should call.
Mr. Johns, you need to understand the burden is on you to present your case.
Right.
Okay, the board, I mean, as much as they'd like to, they can't help you do it.
Okay.
Okay, the burden's on you. You've got to present evidence. If you have witnesses or pictures or whatever it is you want to convince the board that what you want to do is appropriate, and read that literature you got with the application. That's what it's for. It's very important. Because if you don't meet the standards, then they're obligated to turn you down.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And Mr. Beeman and any other objectors who were here have an opportunity to come back and test what you present as well.
And he won't get a reminder, so he has to be here the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I understand.
You have to be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir, one other thing. You had the year and your trailer, or your double wide and everything.
Is he going to put on it?
Put pictures of that, too.
Well, don't ask any questions now. He's got to present that the next time. Yeah.
No, I